here on a JM in the AM Monday morning. After all, it is Tanis Esther. So we just spent a good amount of time talking about Pesach because we've officially kicked off our we'll call it Adar Nisan Chesed campaign. Usually we call it the Nisan Chesed campaign, but I know we're starting so early this year because I have so many exciting and incredible Chesed opportunities to talk about. That we're already starting now on Tanis Esther. And we already spoke about Pesach. Alan Hirsch was with us. We talked about the Matzah Fund, how important it is to help families, especially those in Judea and Samaria, how important it is to help them out with whatever they need for the upcoming holiday. And we have 30 days to get this done. That's right. We have 30 days to get this done. And hopefully everybody out there will contribute and be part of it as we describe. But I did promise that since today is Tanis Esther, part of our Chesed campaign is going to focus on Project Yedid. Project Yedid is this incredible, incredible initiative, which includes Hanukkah gifts, Purim Sudas, special concerts and shows, Shavuos gifts, Chol HaMoed trips, a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, all for families who have lost their father, for those widows and children that now find themselves as single mothers and as and orphans, you know, not full orphans, but certainly orphans who are missing a father. Our friends at Misaskim with Project Yedid have created something almost 20 years ago that concentrates specifically on these families. And this, of course, was the brainchild of the great Yanky Meyer, who we miss every single day. In fact, we've named or we have dedicated our Chesed campaign every half a year, the Elul Tishrei campaign and the Adar Nisan campaign in the memory of the great Yanky Meyer. And our friends at Misaskim are keeping this going. And today and tomorrow are very, very busy days for our friends at Misaskim because they're trying to make Purim as wonderful as possible for the families that are in this challenging situation. Project Yedid by Misaskim has to continue to be as strong as ever. They have to alleviate tragedy with compassion. They have to coordinate crisis with expertise, as Misaskim does in every situation, but especially the way they do it with Project Yedid. Meyer Weil is with us live via telephone, director of Misaskim, director of Project Yedid, and he'll give us an update on what's happening on this Purim holiday for these very special families here at JM in the AM. Meyer Weil, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on the air.
It is go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go.
No, I was going to say, it's not easy to keep the initiatives of Yanky Meyer robust. It's not a simple thing to do. People need to know that it takes a lot of money and a tremendous amount of effort to do so.
Correct. And as you mentioned before, everyone around Mrs. Yanky Meyer, he was a tzaddik and a Baal Chesed to the nth degree. No one can replace him. And a lot of us dealing with Misaskim, involved with Misaskim and Project Yedid, miss him more every day. We think about him all the time, and all our lives have changed.
He was a real powerhouse, and it takes many people to replace somebody who is that kind of powerhouse. Do you remember when he started Project Yedid?
Yeah, I sort of co-founded it with him.
And what was the whole idea? I mean, I described it to everybody, but I mean, some people may not understand how prevalent a situation this is in our community. People may think that there are only a few people out there that are in this type of sensitive situation. You could attest to the fact that there are so many people out there in this type of situation.
Yeah, unfortunately there are a lot, and I'll get into it with the Purim project we did. But Yanky realized in the early years when Project Yedid was started that a lot of these families don't have where to go, don't have who to take them. And that was a very big issue in a lot of these Yosemim and Almanis or Almonds, you know, would be at home because they didn't have where to go. The Sukkos Project, you know, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, a lot of these kids don't have who to go with to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. You take now, let's say, Purim. Yanky had realized and found out that there were some families that were not invited out for Purim Sudas and enjoy the joy of Purim. So he went and he started this initiative, the Purim Project, where we send out invitations with a menu to all the people that need it, and you could stay home. Stay home. Have your family. Have your friends. Make your own Purim Suda. Don't sit by the phone waiting for an invitation from somewhere else.
Right.
And it turned into a project where this year we are probably giving 470 families, which equates to almost 6,000 meals.
Unbelievable. You're providing a Purim Suda. Not only for that number of families, which is so generous and incredible, but for families in that type of situation where it's so difficult for them and where they're in such a sensitive circumstance. Pretty amazing. Now, every year, it's always been a challenge to support this campaign every year, right? I mean, every year's been difficult. But now, especially as you try to carry on Yankee's legacy, it must be more and more. And as things get more and more, right, there's more families and more people. Things are more expensive. It must be much more difficult every single year to keep this going.
Yes, Nachum, this year, I would say the food itself, as we know, by going shopping for our regular, went up almost 30%.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a bill of somewhere between $350,000 and $400,000.
Unbelievable.
Now I just want to mention, we're covering neighborhoods. The neighborhoods we're covering, we have Lakewood, Borough Park, Flatbush, Muncie, Monroe, Williamsburg. We have in Passaic that we're giving families. We even have families in Kingston, Pennsylvania, which is the Wilkes-Barre area. We are covering a lot of families.
Everybody out there, you know what we're going to ask you. You know exactly what we're going to ask you, everybody. It's very simple. Ms. Askim is in this incredible, incredible chesed. Specifically for the holiday of Purim. They do many other things, as we just alluded to, but when it comes to Purim, they want to make sure that the widows and orphans, the widows who now find themselves as single mothers and the orphans who find themselves with only one parent, they want to make sure they have everything they need for a Purim Suda and that they're not left alone and that they're not neglected by the community. And Ms. Askim continues to be there for them. And you're talking about hundreds of families, as Meyer Weil just described. And you're also talking about a budget of $300,000-$400,000 in order to make this project whole, in order to make this project a success, in order to give them what they need to make this project what it needs to be. So, you know what we're going to ask? It's very simple. There is a... and by the way, we should mention Meyer Weil. There are plenty of very prominent Rabbanim, some of whom I saw on video, who are blessing Ms. Askim for what they do and are encouraging people to support the work of Project Yadid. Right? I mean, we should mention that the enthusiasm that the rabbinic leaders have for this project is tremendous, and that you are constantly getting their endorsement when it comes to these types of things.
Yes, I also want to mention. I'm assuming you're referring, because I know that Rabbi Eli Mansour, who is a great friend of Ms. Askim,
yep,
had made a video. But besides giving the food, we have three different types of menus. We have a Lubavitch menu, we have a Svardik menu, and then we have a regular for the Ashkenaz people menu. And each one can choose from whichever menu they want, and we get the caterer to get, because, you know, certain communities eat only a certain hechsher. The Sephardic community, let's say, they have their own types of food that they eat. And we want to make sure that everyone is happy and you know, Purim should be, you know, joyful for them.
Wow, pretty amazing. All right, everybody out there, you know exactly what I'm going to say. Today's a day that we traditionally, in our tradition, we traditionally set aside funds for tzedakah. Yeah, we do it the entire month of Nisan, especially the first half when we're building up to Pesach. And obviously, Matanas Lev Yonim tomorrow is a very, and in Yerushalayim on Wednesday is a very, very important aspect of our holiday, giving what poor people need to them. But Tanis Esther is a day that I've noticed over the years that people like to give, that people like to start their day by giving, and people like to give during the day on Tanis Esther. And they get to Megillah at night and they feel fulfilled. They give the Machzis HaShekel and they feel fulfilled that they've gone ahead and spent part of their day giving to those in need. So I'm going to ask everybody to please take down this address, misaskim.org/project-yedid. Again, misaskim.org, MISASKIM, misaskim.org/project-yedid, YEDID, and give what you can. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen from this plea. We don't know what's going to happen from the fact that we're asking for your help this morning. Maybe one person will give, maybe 100 people will give, maybe 1,000 people will give. But I know that Ms. Askim needs this money to keep this Purim project going and to make sure that the families out there in very difficult circumstances, literally single-parent families at this time because of the tragic circumstances, have what they need for Purim. Let Ms. Askim make sure that tomorrow is fulfilling and wonderful and gives everyone an incredible feeling to everyone that they deliver to. MissAskim.org/project-yedid. Ms. Askim, MissAskim.org/project-yedid. And this is a timely one. You know, earlier we discussed a project that, you know, if you don't give till next week, they'll be okay. They're collecting money for Pesach. But this one, the project you did for MissAskim, is collecting money for now because they are delivering, they're still delivering today and making sure everyone has what they need for their Purim Suda tomorrow. So please give MissAskim.org/project-yedid. By the way, Meyer Weil, we should mention that the moment Purim ends, you guys, I assume, start on the very next campaign because the families in need are in need year-round. So this is not the only opportunity people will have to support the great work of Ms. Askim. They'll have many opportunities. That's why Ms. Askim's going to be on our Chesed campaign that we, of course, have named for Yanky Meyer. And we're going to remind people every day about the importance of supporting it. But right now, Meyer Weil, right now, please remind everybody that Purim is tonight, Purim is tomorrow, and Ms. Askim must have what they need in order to make these families, in order to give these families what they need for Purim.
Correct. And I want to add in that we do have from Rabbanim. That one is Yaitza, Shalach Manas, and Matanis Lev Yoinim by giving to this project.
Wow.
Because this project is exactly what Shalach Manas and Matanis Lev Yoinim is all about. And please, please, we need your support, your continued support, and please log on and give generously. Nachum, I want to thank you for being a friend of Ms. Askin for many, many years. If I think you remember the first time we met.
Yes, I do.
In Jersey City, and the friendship just went on, and a very close friendship.
Ms. Askin was instrumental in the search for my father. Those of you who remember the story, the story is pretty old at this point because it happened in 2008. But we just on the secular calendar, we just passed a significant date because my father passed away on the 5th of March. Or it was the 4th of March. So we passed that significant date, and his yard site, of course, is coming up right after Vayakel Pekude in just a couple of weeks. And that is the first time that the Ms. Askim team, outside of Yankee, and I had the opportunity to interact and to be involved in a project. And now, thank God, we're involved in this project of trying to raise money for families in need for Purim. You were saying, Meyer, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, I want to thank you. I also want to take this opportunity to thank the office staff, all the workers there in Ms. Askim for their dedication and their sensitivity to these projects and how they handle and deal with all the almanas, yesimim, and almonds, and help us get through these projects on the back end, and all the supporters, and all I cannot forget, all our volunteers. Our volunteers are unbelievably dedicated. Our coordinators with the volunteers, and they really take the organization to a next level. I want to thank everybody. And thank you again for having me on.
Yeah, pleasure. And there's no question, you're surrounded by some amazing people who do such great work, your staff and volunteers. And again, everybody, please give and please support the work of Ms. Oskam, and please support specifically Project Yadid, which is so vital and so important for Purim. And I have to reiterate what Meyer Weil just said a few moments ago. There are so many people, I know this for a fact, there are so many people who panic, and of course I'm using that word, you know, dramatically. There's so many people who panic that they're not giving Matanos Le'Avyonim properly. They don't know poor people. They're not sure if they give that it'll reach them on Purim. A lot of people are in doubt when it comes to the Matanos Le'Avyonim portion of the mitzvahs of the day, of the commandments of Purim. So here you have an opportunity. Literally, if you give right now, as Meyer Weil just said, if you give right now, you yotze matanas le'avyonim, you fulfill the obligation of matanas le'avyonim of giving poor people what they need on Purim. And Shalach Manos as well, as he just mentioned. So please, we are asking everybody out there to be as generous as possible, utilize this Tanis Esther Day to be as generous as possible, and to give whatever you can. So that Project Yadid is as robust as possible, and that they have what they need to give to the widows and orphans that are in need in our community this Purim. MissAskim.org/project-yadid. MissAskim, MissAskim.org/project-yadid. And Meyer Weil, to you I'll say a Chag Purim Sameach. To you and everybody around you, thanks for what you're doing for those in need this Purim.
Thank you very much again, Nachum. Yankee's legacy should keep on going.
Amen to that. We have dedicated our Chesed campaign to the memory of Yanki Meyer, and for good reason, as you heard. More coming up. You're listening to a Tanis Esther Erev Purim edition of JM in the AM.